Okay, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Wilmersdorf Mennonite Church. And it is an honor for us to have Schaeferstown High School here. I guess they call themselves the SMHS Corral. So it's good to have them here. And again, thank you all for coming. The order of the service, we're going to have a prayer here to start, and then we'll have one song, and then we'll turn it over to the chorus after that. Then we'll have an intermission. We'll take an offering, have two songs, and then they'll come back up, and we'll close. So, all right, let's start with a word of prayer. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity tonight to come and to worship you. And Lord, you are our Savior, our Father. And Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity that we have to praise you in your name. Lord, I pray you'd be with the chorus as they sing. Just pray that that their voices would be clear. And Lord, just pray that the message of the songs would speak to us as we hear them. Thank you for each one that has come this evening. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Stand and sing 147 in your Songs of Faith and Praise. From number 147.
Oh, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love.
Planet in space, healing for Here's the mic. Good evening to each of you. Last weekend on Saturday evening, this chorale had a chance to sing at the Choral Festival at Faith High School, and so that was an audience of about 600 people and about 2,000 more that viewed at least part of it on live stream. So this feels a little bit different, and I don't know how they think, but it mostly feels like a good difference to me. There's something a little bit adrenaline that gets you going when you have an enormous crowd listening, but there's also something special about a group like this. And in trying to worship during an evening, I don't think numbers really matter a whole lot anyway. This is Schaeferstown Chorale, a group of juniors and seniors from Schaeferstown High School. It's an elective that they're not required to join. And we meet four times a week, and we're giving six programs in the area, and we will in about a month, they're going on tour down to North Carolina and South Carolina and Tennessee. And and also in about a couple days, the seniors are leaving for senior trip, and they're going to where?
Mexico.
Going to Mexico. So that's a little bit about our group. And our program this evening centers kind of loosely around the themes of healing and hope. And the first song we just sang was taken from Isaiah, and it talks about something that I think is a little bit ironic, the fact that Christ's suffering is what allows us to be healed, allows us to experience that, and living in a world where physical and emotional and spiritual pain are commonplace, something that we're all familiar with. I think healing is a theme that we can all connect for. The need for healing is something we connect with.
My shepherd, say. Guide our way as we travel, guide our way. Make us one with each other, make us one. Make us one with each other, make us one. All the walls we've built around us, may we learn to tear them down. Make us one with each other, make us one. Give us bread for the journey, give us bread. Give us bread for the journey, give us bread.
Give us bread.
When our legs are getting heavy and we're hanging down our heads, give us bread for the journey, give us bread. There's no hiding place down there. There's no hiding place down there. Oh, I went to rock, time my face to rock right up. No hiding place, there's no hiding place down there.
Old rock ride, I'm burning too. Old rock ride, I'm burning too. Old rock ride out, I'm burning too. I want to go to heaven as well as you. There's no hiding place down there. Old sinner man, he gambled and fell. Old sinner man, he gambled and fell. Old sinner man gambled, he gambled and fell. He wanted to go to heaven, but he had to go to all. There's no hiding place down there. Sinner man, sinner man, better repent. Sinner man, sinner man, you better repent.
God's gonna call you to judgment. There's no hiding, no hiding, there's no hiding.
Thank you.
Okay. Praise the Lord for that. The messages in the songs, are you listening? Are you following them? One of the songs was, Come Just As You Are. That's just a comfort to me that we don't have to be perfect. I know that nobody is perfect, but I thank God that we can come just as we are. And is God enough? Is He enough? Does He fulfill our needs? At this time, I'm going to have the ushers come forward for the offering. I was sitting there thinking what a blessing it is to have a high school north of Lancaster County. So it's a blessing to have them here. The offering is going to go to the school. I guess they have their trip or their tour. I'm not sure if it's paid for, but the offering is going to, for the school. There's a lot of expenses for a school, and this is only the second year, so they know all about that. So let's have a word of prayer for the offering. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for a Christian school that we have the opportunity to send our children to. And I just thank you for the teachers and all the staff that's involved. I just pray that they would raise up men and women to follow you where you call them. And Lord, I just pray that that they would be faithful in teaching and leading the students. I pray these things in your precious name. Amen. I think I'm going to have Tim come up and lead singing as we take the offering.
Turn to 490 in the Songs of Faith and Praise.
So when peace like a river ascended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to spare. It is well,
7. Psalm 377, and let's stand for this song.
No palace, no rules, no kingdom to rule, no crown, no majesty, no throne, no crown, no silver, no gold, no courts of royalty. Yet the King
first two songs of our second half are songs that talk about God's work for us, particularly in how he died for us. The first one talks about his love in O Love Divine, and the second one is a little more specific, talking a little bit about the crucifixion and suffering that he had for us, that he went through for us, and I think that also connects to the hope that we have in him, in the work that he did for us in that way. Two songs after that, Soar Away, and then the song from the optional selections, Idumea, are two songs that come from the early American tradition, sort of rural music, frontier music. I would say country music, except that means a little bit something different today, so I guess I'll say rural music. And it's songs that are sung, you could probably say without a lot of, they're more big on spirit rather than dignity, and so that's a little bit how we try to sing them. And then after that, Like a Child and Hold Out Your Light. Like a Child is also talking about resting in God, and Hold Out Your Light, those two from the optional selections. And then we'll close with He Leadeth Me. It's not exactly a benediction, but it's simply a promise of God's leading and direction in our lives.
Oh, love divine.
Child that is Out of the depths I cry to thee, Lord, you hear my plea.
And like a child that is quieted is my soul.
Like a child I am, oh, so restless. Like a child I cannot be still and know that you are ruler of us all, and you are there when I call.
Just like a child that is quieted is my soul,
and in your presence I can see Christ in people around me.
And like a child that is quieted is my soul.
Like a child I long to trust you completely.
Just like a child that is quieted is my
your life.
times with scenes of deepest woe. Sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by waters still or troubled seas, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me.
Okay, thank you, chorus, for coming and singing. That was really, really good. There's something about just sitting and listening and worshiping as you sing. That was really good. I appreciate you guys coming. One of the reasons why we start at 6:30 is for fellowship afterwards. And so we have a snack downstairs. So we would invite everyone to stay for a snack and to fellowship. We'd like to talk with you. So just welcome you to stay. It's not real late yet, so if you don't mind sticking around. For closing, can I ask Stan, would you mind having a closing prayer?
Should we stand? Should we stand? Let's pray. Our great, kind Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the great honor of the fact that we can be your children. I thank you, God, that you're so great but not too great, that you went to great extremes in order to secure our salvation and send Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, into this world to suffer and to be a wonderful example for us. I thank you for the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. I thank you for the dynamics of the Holy Spirit, the impregnation of the Holy Spirit that comes into our lives and everything that you are, God. And I know there's much more to you, what we don't know than what we know. But what you are, that glory, that power comes into our life and we become new creatures in Christ Jesus. We say thank you, God, for salvation. Thank you that we can be the sons and daughters of God. We think of the great verse in John, "Beloved, now are we the sons and daughters of God." Thank you for this group of people here. I love these brothers and sisters here at this church, Lord. Would you bless them? And I pray that as they continue to grow and sanctify their hearts towards you, that many people here in the community could come to the great salvation because of the light and the fire of their devotion to you. Thank you, Lord, for them. Thank you for the choir. We enjoyed the singing. Lord, I just feel so full. I just almost want to preach because you're so great. The message of the songs just meets our needs, and it just turns our hearts towards home, and we think of you, God. And it was a little foretaste of heaven sitting here tonight as we heard the singers. Lord, would you just bless them? Thank you for the church here again and for the treat that we're about to partake of. We thank you for it. It comes from you. It's a blessing from you. Even though we don't deserve all the great privileges that we have in Jesus Christ, we just want to stop now, God, and say thank you. We just say thank you, God, from the bottom of our hearts that we could be here tonight and be your children and fellowship and eat together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, the snack is ready, so you're welcome to head down there and fellowship. down there.